Who's ready to get organized? Me. I'm ready to get organized. Well, I have been very, very busy. The Organized 365 team and I, over the last basically 4 months, have been reorganizing the websites and all of the content that we show to you. And yes, my website was well in need of a reorganization project. And just like you sometimes find when you're organizing in your house and you empty out all the drawers or you empty out your whole master closet and then you go, oh, it's a little bit bigger of a project than I originally anticipated and I happen to be out of time. I felt that way many times over the last 4 months, but it is done. And today we want to share with you the two websites that we have for professional organizers, the professionalorganizersthinktank.com or POTTank.com and the sundaybasketcertification.com. Listen in to hear how it all got redesigned and how it can help you as a professional organizer. Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. In the next two podcasts, I am super excited to share with you the four new websites that we have created and the next phase in the Organize 365 company. So these are both going to be story-like podcasts. Let me give you a little bit of backstory. First of all, I started Organize 365 in 2012, and when I did so, I had a really big vision for what Organize 365 would become, but it has taken me a long time to get there. I feel like I've been running an unending marathon. Every time I think I have a project done, there's another project right behind it that needs to be done. And I have this sense of urgency that all of these projects need to be done really fast so that we can help women get their homes organized. My entire business is created on helping you get your home organized. And I do this in a couple of ways. First of all, I'm a teacher by trade. I'm a professional organizer. I didn't realize I was a professional organizer until April of 2012, but I'm a professional organizer. And I have gone into people's homes, hundreds of people's homes, and helped them get organized and created an online system for people to get organized as well through the 100-day home organization program. Now, you listening today have listened to this podcast in one of two ways. Either you've been listening for years and you listen every Friday when it comes out, or, you know, a couple of days later. So you literally have been following the Organize 365 story as it has unfurled, and you've been following me as the business owner, and you see all of the new things that I'm coming out with, and you kind of have been able to watch my thought process, and you have grown with Organize 365 as Organize 365 has grown. Or you just found the Organize 365 podcast maybe a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago. It resonated with you. You like this idea of done is better than perfect, progress over perfection, that there is a lot of grace offered, that it's okay that you're not organized. We're going to teach you how to get organized. Don't worry about it. That you don't have to get rid of everything. I'm not a minimalist. And it doesn't have to be Pinterest perfect. Like, it's functional organizing. Those messages resonated with you. My voice must not annoy you because you're still listening to the podcast and you're binging it. Like, you listen to a couple and you're like, okay, this is pretty good. I'm going to go back to number one and I'm going to binge all the way through. I know this, number one, because you tell me this, but also because this is what I do with podcasts. Like, if I find a podcast I really like that meets me where I am and it's where I am in my phase of life and they have a message I need to know, I will go back to the beginning and I will listen through the whole entire podcast series, however many there are, for two reasons. One, I kind of want to follow the journey with the business owner. And two, I don't want to miss anything. Like, I want to make sure I have all of the things. So if either way, if you've been listening to the past podcast episodes, you've heard how I have transitioned from basically being a blog with an ebook to a corporation with 10 employees and live events and certified organizers. And like, it's a real thing over here. Like, Organize 365 is working. It's so exciting. This podcast and the next podcast are kind of like the line in the sand podcasts. Everything before this was how this came to be. Everything in August and afterward will be the organized 365 corporation that has all of its systems in place, all of the products have been ordered, and we're now going to work the system. Doesn't mean I'm not going to have new products, but I'll say for the rest of 2018, I really don't think we're coming out with any new products. One or two here and there, but nothing that is essential. All of the essential products have now been patented and trademarked and created and manufactured and shipped to Cincinnati. And last week, we just moved into a new 1,500 square foot office. We were only in the old office for 6 months. So we've really grown up. Organized 365 is now like a physical product company. We have the Sunday basket system. We have the 4 household binders. We have the 100-day home organization program. And then we have supporting communities for the workboxes, the 100-day program, and the paper organization program. You will hear all about that next week. What I want to talk to you about this week is the professional organizer journey. There are a lot of you that either are professional organizers or want to be professional organizers, and you've been listening to the Organize 365 podcast not to get your own home organized, although that has happened, but really to figure out how did Lisa do this business thing, because I would really like to be a professional organizer too. So the two websites I'm going to tell you about that have now launched are theprofessionalorganizersthinktank.com and sundaybasketcertification.com. We are going to go through, and I could do a really dry podcast where I tell you what products are in there and why I created them, but I'm going to tell you a fictional story. But this fictional story about Angela is based on professional organizers I have worked with over the last 5 or 6 years and helped them start their professional organization business, as well as my own professional organization business in the first year. And I'll be honest with you, this is going to be a long podcast. So if you are not interested in this topic, feel free to just skip to the next one. But if you've even had an inkling of, you know, I think maybe I could be a professional organizer, what would that look like? Listen in. Let's meet Angela. So Angela's kind of had in the back of her mind for about a year now that she could be a professional organizer. She didn't even know professional organization was a thing, but she was Googling something and she came across professional organizer and she started realizing, she's like, you know, I like to organize. People get paid for this. Like, I could probably do that. So she kind of started a business on the side, like, well, I know how to organize, so I'll charge for my organization. But the business never really got started. Like, she couldn't figure out the website part. And she did have 4 clients and they paid her. And she said, okay, it'll be $100 for me to organize your house. But then when she got there and she got organizing, one client rabbit trailed and ended up being 5 hours instead of 3 hours, but she had said it was only going to be $100, so she still only charged $100, but she kind of felt like, you know, I should have charged more because I was there longer, but she didn't know how to, you know, break it off at the $100 or say it would cost more money. And plus, she loved doing it. Like, so collecting $100 for something you love doing, and she was a friend, I don't know what to do. Then there was this other client that she had, and she also played the $100, and she was there for only the 2.5 hours, which she was going to be there for. So that totally worked, but the client wasn't really like happy. Like, they were supposed to organize the child's bedroom, but after 2.5 hours, all they had gotten through were the clothes. And it wasn't really because Angela couldn't organize the room. It was because the mom didn't want to get rid of anything, and every single piece of clothing that she pulled out of the closet, the mom had a story for. And because she hadn't been a professional organizer for very long and she didn't want to be rude, she listened to every single story. And then at the end of the 2.5 hours, the mom wanted to know why the room wasn't organized. Like, why is this not working? Like, I know how to organize, but I am having a hard time working with the clients and figuring out what to charge. So is this really a thing? Like, can I still really do organizing? Maybe I don't know how to organize. Maybe I need to get more organizational training. So Angela finds the professional organizer Think Tank Facebook group. She goes in there and she starts asking questions like, how much do you charge? What do you do when the mom wants to give you every story about every single piece of clothing in there? And she gets some feedback from the other professional organizers, and she's able to implement those ideas in job number 3 and job number 4. And along the way, she finds out, oh, this Lisa Woodruff person started this professional organization thing because I saw her share one of these Organize 365 posts. I'm going to go listen to that podcast. So she starts listening to the Organize 365 podcast. She goes, okay, well, obviously it's a thing. This woman has created a business. And she said that she has this other podcast, Professional Organizers Think Tank. So I went and downloaded that. There are only 3 episodes, but that's me. Like, exactly what Lisa said. I'm Lisa. Like, we're the same person. This is the email I get all the time. We're the same person. But there are only 3 episodes. Why did she get rid of this podcast? Where did all... I need help to figure out how to take... So I know I'm a professional organizer. Lisa just said I'm a professional organizer. But how do I make it a business? So that's where we are today. The thing that Angela needs to work on is her mindset for charging what she's worth. And she needs a roadmap to start her organizational business for success. So she's listening to this podcast right today. Hi, Angela. She says, all right, fine. At the end of this podcast, she says, oh my gosh, fine. Let's just go for it. I'm going to be a certified organizer under Lisa. This makes so much sense. She goes over to SundayBasketCertification.com and she looks it up and she's like, reads the sales page. Yep, that's me. I want to go for it. She clicks on the button. She gets to the buy page and it asks her 3 questions. Number 1, do you have a complete Sunday basket system? Well, no, because I'm already organized. I don't have the Sunday basket system. I need to get the Sunday basket system because 2, you need to have watched the, you can't be a certified organizer if you don't have the system. She's like, okay, but she looks at 3 and 3 says, do you have an LLC or an EIN? If not, join our START program. What is an EIN, like an LLC? I mean, that's like a corporation or something, but I don't even know what an EIN is. What is an EIN? By the way, an EIN is essentially the social security number that the IRS gives your business in place of a social security number. It's the same amount of digits. It just has the dash in a different place. So when you have an LLC, you don't have to be a corporation, but when you have a business entity, you file with the state and with the federal government to get an EIN number, which tells the federal government that you have a business. It may be an LLC, which is part of your personal tax return, but it means that you actually have a business that is separate from just your family income. And the certification program is a partnership between Organize 365 and your business, not Organize 365 and you as a person, because the Sunday Basket certification program is an addition to your professional organization business or other business. Like, you might be a financial planner or a naturopath or a chiropractor or whatever, and you want to add the Sunday Basket workshop to your business. It doesn't have to be a professional organization business, but it does have to be a business and not just to your person. You can't create a Sunday Basket workshop business. It has to be part of another business. Well, dang it, Angela says. Well, what is START? Like, I don't even know what START is. So she goes over to professionalorganizersthinktank.com. And she realizes there is a checklist that you can download for free. So she downloads the checklist and she's like, oh, okay, I get what START is. It's these 6 things that I need for my business, which explains why my business isn't going so well, because I have like 4 out of 36 of these things done. I don't have anything on this list done. So she looks at the list and she's like, I could probably do 12 of these on my own, and I could probably Google another 6 more, but there's a whole, it's going to take me a long time to get through this list to start my business. And I still don't even know how to get an EIN number. So she thinks about this and she talks to her husband that night. They're sitting on the back patio with their dog. And she says, you know, I've been doing this organizing thing. He says, yeah. She says, all right, well, I found this organizer, Lady Lisa. He goes, yeah, I heard you talk about her. Well, she has this Sunday basket box thing, but in order to do this Sunday basket certification, I have to make this professional organization business that I have more legit. Like, I need this EIN number, whatever that is. And he's heard of an EIN number. He goes, okay, I know what that is. And she says, well, I download this checklist. Here's the checklist. And these are all the things I need. And he's like, oh, I could help you with these over here. She says, okay. This is a very helpful husband, by the way. my conversations with my husband are not this long. However, I am telling you from experience, the people who are in the Organize 365 program, their husbands are this helpful. So they go through the checklist and she says, I don't even know how I'm going to ask you this, but she has this START program and it is $19.97. And in 6 weeks, she will give me videos to do all of these things except make the website and live Q&A calls with her and Emily. And I get a workbook and I could get it done in 6 weeks. Like I could have my business. If I enroll now and start on the August 28th class, I would be done by October 2nd with everything on this checklist. And honey, you know, I've been doing this for like a year and I have like five things checked off this list. And he says, and I quote, go for it. I'm telling you this. You'd be like, yeah, that's great. My husband wouldn't do that. I'm just telling you, ask him. Ask him. Because every single business I have ever wanted to do, my husband has said, fine, go for it. And a lot of the people that are already certified organizers, when they finally got around to asking their spouses, they said, go for it. Here's what I also know to be true. I know to be true that you are a great organizer. If you're still listening to this podcast and you want to be a professional organizer, you have all the organization skills you need. You do not need more organizing skills. You need business skills. I know that. And number two, if you're married, 9 times out of 10, so the odds are really in your favor, 9 times out of 10, when you tell your spouse what you want to do, they know how good you are of an organizer and they know you could do anything you put your mind to and they have more confidence in you than you do in yourself. So he says, go for it. And she's like, okay. So she goes in, she gets her credit card, she signs up for START, she hits the button and immediately she has regret. Oh, what did I do? What if I can't do this? Oh my gosh, what if the kids need me that week? Or I don't know, am I going to be able to make back this investment? I'm just not really sure. I just don't know what to do. Where's that podcast where I listened and I decided to start this thing? What did she say to do after I hit this START button? And now, oh my gosh, I feel queasy inside. Like I've invested in my business. I don't know. I don't know if this is going to really work. Here's what you do after you sign up for START. I want you to go download the checklist. If you didn't already download the checklist like Angela does, look at the checklist and start checking off anything you know how to do. Anything on that checklist you can actually do, go ahead and start checking off as many things as you want. By the end of the 6 weeks course, we're going to have checked everything off, but anything you can do between now and when the course starts that you already know how to do, go ahead and do that. Number two, the Professional Organizer Think Tank podcast is coming back. Yay! So on July 31st, the Professional Organizer Think Tank podcast is going to start re-releasing episodes again. And on the 31st, my sister and I have a nice long podcast where we talk all about the professional organization, Professional Organizers Think Tank website and boot camp and all of that. So you can get all excited. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, for the whole month of August, we are re-releasing the Professional Organizer Think Tank podcast from 2015. We've had them all edited. So any old content is taken out of those podcasts. We have reordered them so they make more sense in the order that you get them instead of just the order I recorded them in originally. And the whole month of August, you can be listening to the Professional Organizer Think Tank podcast. And in doing so, Angela, you're going to get a couple more things checked off your list. And the third thing Angela decides to do in August while she's waiting for START to start is to go ahead and buy the complete Sunday basket system. It makes sense. She's going to become a certified organizer anyway. She needs to get the system and start using it so she can help her clients with it. Well, August starts. And we're going to give you a recap of what happens for Angela in August and September. So August 28th is when the first Q&A call is for START, but the actual program actually starts on the 20th. So in August and September, Angela books 3 home organization jobs and she makes $900. Then during the START program, she sets her goals and we have you set good, better, and best goals. So the good goal is what you have to make each month in order to justify having your business for yourself or your finances or your family. The better goal is what you really want to earn. And the best goal is like pie in the sky. If everything lines up, this is the number I'd like to earn. So Angela sets her prices and she says, I need to earn $1,200 a month and I want to earn $2,000. And I would love it if I could make $4,000 a month. She sets her hourly rate at $40 an hour. She lives 4 hours away from Cincinnati, so during that course, she goes ahead and she signs up for boot camp to meet up with the other people who are already in the START program, and she wants to meet Lisa and Emily in person. She hired a girlfriend to help her finish up her website, and she went ahead and signed up as a certified organizer because two of her friends who are in the START program have already received leads from Organize 365 because they are certified organizers. So she decided to do that. More investment in August. September 28th, she shows up to boot camp. And she didn't really know what to expect. And actually on the 27th, she was like, should I really go? Like spending a weekend away from home, I'm investing more money and I haven't even really recouped any of the money that I've invested. But her friends are like, it is going to be amazing. You're not going to want to miss it. It doesn't happen again for another year. She's like, okay, I can drive there. I'm going to share a room with somebody else who's there and keep the costs low. And I'll even pack some snacks for my hotel room so I don't have to incur any extra expenses. Let me just tell you what boot camp is like. I wish I could just play clips of people who've been to boot camp so that you could hear. A live event, going to a live event is just, it's an experience. It's hard to quantify what happens at a live event. There are so many things, but let me give you a taste. At the last boot camp that we had in March, one of the coolest things for me to watch from an outsider's perspective was that all the people who had gone went out to dinner together at a restaurant afterwards and shared all their good, better, and best goals with each other and what they had learned and taken away from boot camp and exchanged email addresses and worked on marketing plans as a group, which wasn't even part of what we coordinated through boot camp. And based on their feedback, because it was a one-day event in the past, it's now 2 days. So we've added a lot more training and a lot more to the boot camp experience. The girls who have been at boot camp are such good friends. Like they message each other and they connect regularly outside of the Organize 365 community. So while Angela was at boot camp, she got to hear Shannon Farabee speak about trade shows and made her vision board. And she put some things on her vision board. She was like, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine these things would come true, but I'm going to go ahead and put them on there because Shannon said to. And Shannon was so good at explaining how you would use trade shows to get leads that Angela decided, I'm going to do that. I'm going to have a couple of trade shows. We're going into trade show season. October and November and early December are the best for trade shows. It's really hard to do them the rest of the year. That would be a great place to get leads. I'm definitely going to get Shannon's book and book some trade shows. She also met a couple of professional organizers who had been to the last two boot camps, and they're now making between $4,000 and $10,000 a month professional organizing. Like, she didn't even know that was possible. Like, my goal is $1,200 a month. I can't believe there are people making that much money professional organizing. But it wasn't even the amount of money they're making professional organizing. It was the stories they were telling about the clients that they had worked with and the transformation that happened with each of the clients as they helped them get their homes organized. So while she's there, Angela goes ahead and she sets up her Instagram account and she maps out her content to share on Instagram and Facebook for October, November, and December. So she has a playbook of like what she's going to share on social media that really shares her as an expert in organizing, not necessarily her selling herself. Also, while she's at boot camp, she's like, okay, I already became a certified organizer. I'm going to go ahead and pick up 10 1.0 slash pockets, 5 2.0 slash pockets, and 3 Sunday baskets. So I have them when I have my first workshop. START is over. And in the month of October, Angela heard what Lisa and Emily said is that you are done. You have started. You have launched. The train has left the station, Angela. You are now a professional organizer with a website and you are certified and you're listed on Organize 365. No more playing, setting up business. We are now in business and it's time to do the work of being in business and have your workshops and do professional organizing and stop researching, stop learning, stop trying to get a new thing to add. You have everything that you need. Just go out and organize. You will learn more in people's homes, physically organizing them from any other additional certification that you can add. So Angela started implementing all of the ideas from boot camp, but she realized one thing. It was much harder outside of the START program and outside of the boot camp. Now she's sitting in her own house at her desk, which isn't even in an office because they don't have a home office at her house. It's just this desk. And she's trying to remember everything that was taught to her so she can have her business going. Luckily, Lisa and Emily were all over her during START, and she had booked 9 organizing jobs in October, so she didn't have very much time to feel lonely because she was constantly working. And she earned $1,200 doing those 9 organizing jobs, but she was exhausted. The jobs were anywhere from 3 to 4 hours, and she was charging $40 an hour. And Angela thought, Lisa is right. I am going to have to either raise my rates or raise the amount of hours I work on a job because I'm wearing myself just driving to and from these jobs, and I'm just so tired. So she decides in October that her new minimum hours for future jobs booked is 4. Like, they have to have a 4-hour session. She had, she booked 3 trade shows in November. So it's October. She didn't have any trade shows in October, but she booked 3 for November. And she had her very first Sunday basket class in October, in which her mom and her neighbor came and a lead from Organize 365. So she had 3 people at the workshop. She had $300 in sales, and that made back her investment of the product that she bought at boot camp and left her with extra 1.0 and 2.0 slash pockets for the next workshop. In November, Angela booked 8 more organizing jobs, which netted her $1,400. She created 1 trade show banner to take with her at these trade shows that she had booked, and she had two workshops booked. She booked the first Friday from 6 to 9 and the first Saturday from 9 to 12. And she decided that her unique selling proposition for her Sunday basket workshops would be that you could come work on your paper Friday night and come back on Saturday if you wanted. You could sign up for Friday or Saturday, or you could sign up for both. And she decided to sign up to be an affiliate to teach the financial and medical binders through Organize 365. That way she would have financial and medical binders to show at her trade shows. And already at her workshop, her mom said that she wanted to do that binder anyway, so she was going to start doing that. She went ahead and she had her trade shows, and she showed her financial and medical binders, and she handed out her workshop schedule to everyone there and collected leads. During the month of November, Angela spent 2 days a week working on her business, like booking trade shows and following up with leads, and 2 days a week in her business physically organizing people's houses. She was busy working. And with the trade shows that she did, she got 50 leads, and she followed up with all of them within 1 week. Because something that Shannon said at boot camp and Lisa and Emily were saying constantly is, it is no point in going out and getting leads at a trade show or anywhere if you're not going to spend the time and follow up. So she didn't want to, but she did it, and she called all 50 people. And from the 50 people that she called, she ended up with 1 organizing job, 2 people coming to workshops, 2 actual sales, like cash sales, they just wanted to buy the binders, and 1 speaking job in January, which really freaked her out. But she was like, I think it'll be okay. Lisa and Emily talked about using speaking as a strategy. I have a script. I'm good with that. So she booked in, plus it's January. I don't have to worry about that now. That's in January. So at her November workshops, on Friday night, she had 3 people, the same 3 people that came to the first workshop. And that was great, but her Saturday workshop only had 1 person, which was kind of like, 1 person came, they didn't really buy anything, it was 3 hours, was that a good use of my time? And Angela starts to decide, do I want to do Saturday workshops? I'm not sure. So what she decides to do is, because she asks over in the Certified Organizer Facebook group, and what she decides to do is not do a Saturday workshop in December and bring it back in January. So I forgot to add up how much she made in November. So in November, she made, I think like $1,500 or $1,600. December comes and she has 3 more trade shows and she only does 4 organizing jobs for $640. She did not anticipate the fact that people would not want to have their homes organized in December, and that was going to be a big problem because she needed to make $1,200 and she only made $640. Also, she was only going to have 1 Friday workshop because people don't really want to organize their paper in December either. She had that on the first Friday of the month. So right at the beginning of December, she had all of her workshop sales. 3 people attended. She had $200 in sales. Okay, we're in trouble here because we do not have enough income in our business. She went through her leads from her trade show, from the last trade show. I remember I told you she got one organizing job, two workshop leads, two sales, and a speaking engagement. So she went back through those leads. The organizing job held. She did do that. The workshop leads, one ended up coming in December, but one isn't going to come until January. She did make the sales and the speaking is booked. So that's pretty good. She didn't have very much cancellation. She went ahead and she did three more trade shows in December and got 100 leads. And she followed up with all of those within 1 week. Now, remember, whenever you do like trade shows or lead generation stuff, a lot of times the money comes in subsequent months, not in the month that you are earning it. So from those 100 leads, she got two organizing jobs in January, two decorating for the holidays jobs because she thought, well, I'm not doing organizing. I'll help you put up your tree and organize your storage room. She got two of those. Two workshop leads for January, four actual sales, and three speaking leads for the new year. And I forgot to tell you, but, oh yeah, back in November, she signed up with the community center to teach a financial binder class in January. So back in November, she signed up for that, but she hasn't done that yet because that's coming up soon. I'm really detailed in my fictitious story, aren't I? Because this is kind of like, this is basically how I grew my business, but it's also how I've watched certified organizers in the last year do theirs as well. And it there is this ebb and flow to it. So now we're like at December 20th, and she's made $640 in organization jobs, $200 in workshops. She's picked up maybe another $150 in decorating for the holidays, just doing little odds and ends. She hasn't hit her financial goal. She was planning on taking the last 2 weeks of December off because she's a business owner that she can. But she remembers Lisa saying, or Emily saying on the last marketing call, that actually for professional organizers, the best money of the year is December 27th through January 2nd. And it's because, here's why, I'm just going to give you this little free tip. The reason why is because everybody's storage rooms are empty because all of their holiday decorations are up. It's really easy to organize your storage room, number one. And number two, there's a lot of new gifts that come on December 25th or close to that if you're celebrating Hanukkah. And also, a lot of families take those 2 weeks off. Like their kids are off school anyway, so the spouse, they take time off too. And there's only so many movies you can watch. And often, the female homeowner is ready to declutter like crazy. The kids are busy with their new toys. They're no longer looking at the old toys, and they are moving them out as fast as humanly possible. So she decides in the beginning of December that growing this business is what she wants to do. The family's all in. And she decides to raise her rates to $50 an hour in January, but she's going to start on December 27th. And for the week of December 27th only, she's going to have a 5-hour minimum instead of 4 hours. So it's $50 an hour, 5-hour minimum. So it's $250 for her to come to your house to organize with you. And that is going to be her winter break package. She will come and she will organize one whole room, like a kitchen or a kid's bedroom or whatever you want. And she sold five of them. $1,250 that she sold and booked and did, and she got paid in advance. Because it's the week of the holiday, there is no cancellation policy, must be paid for in advance. All of her other stuff, she collects the money when she gets there, but this is, you have to pay for it in advance if you want one of these days. She gets to January 3rd and she is exhausted, but she has had her most profitable month ever. She's earned over $2,100 and she is elated. Heading into January, she has now raised her rate to $50 an hour. And look at all the hours she just got the last month. Like, her expertise level has raised too. And she knows that the 5-hour days were awesome financially, but physically, oh my gosh. Like, she literally Epsom salts every single night. And then she had to spend some of her money to get a massage because she was just flat out exhausted. She started to think like, okay, so $50 an hour, 4-hour minimum, she will go up to 5 hours. And physically, she can handle doing 2, maybe 3 a week. So we're starting to cap ourselves here physically at 8 to 10 jobs a month. So in January, she booked 8 jobs, but 2 canceled. And she made $1,200 with only 6 jobs. So this is great. Now she's making $1,200 with 6 jobs. This is great. She booked 3 workshops. She booked one the first Friday of the month. And then she also booked a second one for Friday and Saturday, Martin Luther King weekend. Her first Friday of the month, she had three people come. And that's when she realized, you know what, the first Friday of the month in January is a little too soon. People aren't really ready to come to workshops yet, but she still had $200 in sales. And for her Friday, Saturday promotion in January, Martin Luther King weekend, she had six people come. They were ready to get organized that weekend, and she had $500 in sales. And at that workshop, she booked two more speaking jobs and got one more organization job. She also booked her first whole house job in the month of January. And this person hired her for 1 week. She was going to come four days of the week, 5 hours a day, and she was charging $1,000. So she billed it out on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, Friday, giving her Wednesday off to collect herself and build back her strength in her body. Again, she was exhausted, and she realized that if she was going to keep doing these whole houses, she's probably to the point in her business where she needed help. She started her class at the community center, in which six people enrolled. It was $90 for them to enroll and included the binder, and she taught it over three classes. So after the cost of the binders, she had $240 in profit, and she taught that on three different nights. So when she went to teach those 1 hour long classes, 240 divided by three, she was making $80 an hour to teach those classes, which was pretty cool. And of those six people, two people hired her for organizing jobs. And all these organizing jobs I'm telling you about, it's like she just gets a one-off organizing job. It's not like she's working with someone over and over and over again, which usually is what happens. This is a pretty conservative estimate of what Angela is doing in her business. In February, she realizes that she doesn't have a new lead source. Like, her workshops have been a new lead and the community center was new leads, but she can't do trade shows. And while her business is humming along, she remembers Emily and Lisa saying, there will be a point where your current clients will get organized and be done, and you're going to need new leads. So that's in the back of her mind also. In February, she does eight organizing jobs again, two canceled. She made $1,200. And she has her Friday, Saturday workshop back to back. And this time she has eight people come and she has two organizing jobs. And I did not estimate how much she makes from that workshop. I would say it's going to be about $400 to $500. And when I did, just as a side note, when I did Creative Memories, I could basically estimate that people would spend about $50 per person. I would always have one person that spent, you know, over $100 or possibly $200, and a couple of people who would come and just spend $10 or no dollars. So it averaged out to about $40 to $50 per person. She booked her second whole house organizing job in February, and she decided to go ahead and sign up for the Grow program with Lisa and Emily because she now realized that she physically was not going to be able to get to $4,000 a month on her own without starting a team. And just like she had gone through the START program, she wanted to go through the Grow program with Lisa and Emily so she could have a checklist, knock it off, add her team members, figure out if they were contractors, if they were employees, how she was going to pay them, and so forth. She had her second community center class scheduled in April and two more speaking, and I haven't even told you about what happened in all of these speaking events she's having. This is where I'm going to stop my fictitious story. I was going to take it all the way through one whole year, and I got so excited writing my story. Some of the things that you'll notice in this story, this is very factual. If you put 20 hours a week into your professional organization business, these are the results that you're going to receive if you do a proven track record like the START program that we offer, or if you are maybe you're to this point in your business, you're like, yeah, okay, great. I got myself to where you're talking about. I'm Angela next February, Lisa. I have a business. I have a website. I have no idea how to scale it and grow it. You're right. I'm out of hours. I've raised my rates as high as I can make them. I'm still in demand. How do I scale this to grow this with a team? Our Grow program is not going to be available until October 1st. So I'll come back and I'll do another fictitional story of Angela when she starts to grow her business, I'm sure. Also, in this story, you will notice following up with your leads is key. There will be cancellations. You're working with unorganized people. Unorganized people will cancel on you, and you'll need to figure out what your cancellation policy is going to be. You can hear about what mine was when the Professional Organizers Think Tank podcast launches on July 31st. So We here at Organize 365 would love to partner with you in your professional organization business and list you in our directory. You can find out more information by going to professionalorganizersthinktank.com or POTTank.com. And the certification information can be found at sundaybasketcertification.com. Professionalorganizersthinktank.com is where you can go to download that free Get Started checklist, which is where I would recommend that you start. You could check out our START program. It will start on August 20th, but registration will close before then because we need to mail you your physical workbook and get you all signed up. So thank you so much for listening. I look forward to helping you grow your professional organization business. And next week, we're going to talk about 1 year in getting your home organized from the ground up.